The word today is freedom. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. It is a terrible thing to lose your freedom. If others keep you from doing what you want or going where you want, it can be very disruptive. Spiritual freedom is very important, and God wants you to have a free and wonderful relationship with Him. Here with more ideas on this topic is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Freedom.
I believe everyone in the world wants to be free. You know, freedom is such an exciting word, and I'd like to discuss that with you today. If you are anywhere in the world right now listening to this broadcast, all over the world, God has given us the privilege of speaking with you. If you're in a war, the chances are you feel all sorts of fear. Fear for your life, maybe. Maybe fear for your family. If you're in a depressed area that you feel you could lose your job, you feel as though you don't have enough economic power to provide a home or to provide a place for you to even get the right foods. If the fear is there, the chances are it's robbing you of your freedom. You know, I heard a long time, many, it was actually decades ago, not just years ago, about an illustration of getting a chicken out of an egg. Now, that goes back about 40 years in my life that I first heard that story. How do you get a chicken out of an egg? Well, I suppose if the chicken is ready to be born, one way you could do is take a little hammer and begin to pound around and crack on the egg, which would be terrible because the chances are you'd not only wound the little chicken inside, you would probably break a wing or a leg or something like that. God has prepared a much simpler way for that egg to hatch in a much more lovable way and easy way to let that chicken be born. The mother hen sits on that egg, and the hind end of the chicken is very, very soft and very warm and moist, and the chicken, the mother hen, sits there, and that egg begins to grow, so to speak, inside the shell, and the little chickadee finally begins to peek out. It pecks a tiny, tiny little hole in the shell, and you might see a little leg, a part of a leg, or you might see a part of the head, or you might see an eyeball, you know, take a little peek to see how things are going. Is it safe out there? Can I break out? And finally, in this process, after the little chickadee realizes everything is safe out there and comfortable and I'm warm and everything is safe, no danger, then it will finally break out and hatch and come out of the shell. Now, I would like to suggest that if you're fearful and you have a shell of fear built around you, maybe you're afraid of some person, maybe you're afraid of some leader, maybe you're afraid of some relative, maybe you're afraid of some person you're working with, maybe you have a shell around you that is so thick, so to speak, that you can't get along with that person and you can't feel safe with that person, I would like to suggest that you immediately begin to ask God to help you create a warm spot in your life where you can feel close with God, where you can pray with Him, where you can think about the situation, where you can maybe discuss it with the person you're fearful of even. It's possible that you could do that. And create a climate that is comfortable and one that you can begin to realize, I don't have to be fearful. God is with me. God says He's going to take care of me. He's going to watch over me. He's going to protect me. He will send His guardian angels to stay with me. I don't have to be afraid because God is on my side and He will take care of me. If that climate becomes warm and friendly and more open, you will have less fear, and as a result, be able to come out of your shell a little bit more. And that in turn will make the other person realize, let's hope, that they will realize you're trying to be friendly and you're trying to restore a relationship. I think the most important thing to do is to try to keep after this freedom that you want. Now, God wants us to be free. We are His people. And so I would think you'd make yourself a little list, possibly. Maybe you want to be free to love your children. Wouldn't that be a marvelous goal? Just to spend more time with your children. Maybe to pray more with them. Hold them on your lap a little bit more. Show them love. Spend time with them. Listen to them when they come and have a concern. You know, I would like to think that most men, for instance, as well as the mothers, most men would realize that when their little girl comes crying and crying, look, the dog tore the head off my doll, that most men would take those minutes that it takes to grab up their little girl in their arms and say, well, that's going to be okay. We're going to fix that. We'll have someone sew that head back on the doll so that everything will be fixed. And we'll make sure the dog doesn't tear it off again. And, you know, the worst thing that could happen is for the dad to say, oh, stop your fussing and stop your crying. Because, you see, if the little girl gets the idea that daddy doesn't understand how terrible it is that my doll has an injury, that my doll is torn, how will daddy later on, when this little girl is 18 or 16 or 20, how will she understand that her dad understands that she's in trouble? Maybe she's pregnant. Will her dad understand that easier than he understands the injury of that doll? Will her concern be more apparent to the dad? Or will he love her and show her love and embrace her? You see, a child learns from our attitudes toward them. And if we don't want to hear them and their problems when they're 2 or 3 years old, will they think we want to hear their problems when they're 5 or 6 years old? Or 18 or 20 years old? You get the idea that we need to practice love and attention and understanding and warmth in our families all the time. Not just once in a while, but all the time. So let's just take that as one of our goals. Freedom to love our children. How about, you know, the husband-wife relationship? There are so many homes where there's yelling and cursing and swearing and arguing. You know, the children hear that. That's how they learn how a mom and dad should act. And if that's all they hear, their homes are probably going to be someday that same sort of thing. What a terrible situation. We ought to practice loving forgiveness. We ought to practice special things that we do for one another. You know, one of the things that we are to do is love and honor one another. You know, God has set up the whole idea of the home and the family. He created male and female. He wants them to work together. He wants them to be a unit. That's the home. That's the whole society that God has created. And He wants the Christian, above all, the Christian is to show the love and concern for one another that Christ has shown to each of us. And so we ought to have the freedom to love and honor one another. We ought to have the freedom to be free from guilt. You know, Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary to take our sins away. You don't have to live with guilt. You come, you confess your sin to God. You ask Jesus, your Lord and Savior, to take your guilt away. And not only will your sin be taken away, but your bad conscience and everything that's troubled you about it will also be taken away. God takes guilt away, and He gives you a clean heart and a free heart, free again. You know, every day is a new clean day to serve and honor and praise God. It's a beautiful thing. It's like a new sheet of paper. You start over again. Your sins have been forgiven. And not just once in a while or occasionally, but all the time. So be free in knowing that your sins have been taken away. Be free to get rid of your anger. Be free. You know, one of the things about freedom that I love, when my wife and I first got married, I wanted her to know she was totally and completely free, that I was not going to give some sort of a dictatorship over her. And so I made up this sentence, and I said to her, "Honey, now that we are married, I want you to know that you are free to go anywhere at any time with anyone to do anything as long as it's to the glory of God. You don't even have to check with me, although it makes good sense to communicate and tell each other what you're going to do. But I believe the husband and the wife has the freedom of each other, not dictatorship, to communicate and to say, you are free. I give you your freedom to go anywhere, to do anything with anyone at any time, as long as it is to the glory of God." Do you get the whole point? You see, the whole point is our freedom is in Jesus Christ. Our freedom is in Jesus Christ. He has set us free. He has made us his own. And he gives us the forgiveness of sins and the assurance that he will be with us every day of our life. I think that's true freedom. I hope that you will get rid of any guilt by confessing your sins to him. I hope you will get rid of any anger or other things that enslaves you, and find the freedom that you can find in Jesus Christ, knowing him personally and knowing him every moment of the day, day by day, week by week, year by year, until that time when we are with him eternally in heaven. I want you to be free. I want you to enjoy life. I want you to be happy. And above all, let your freedom be through Jesus Christ, who loves you, cares for you, has provided for you, and will spend every day of your life with you. Invite him into your life. Praise him. Serve him. One day he will take you to himself, and there you will live with him in total, complete freedom forever.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.